Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Palestinian people are rejecting the Palestinian leadership who are calling for violence. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus will join me in a moment to explain this political phenomenon.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Shannon Bream on Fox was just in Jerusalem, and she interviewed the chief negotiator for the Palestinian people, Saeb Erekat. He said, look, if you don't restore the money to us, if you don't get rid of that declaration about Jerusalem, you're going to see blood in the streets. In other words, his next thought was, let's go back to the violence that we have been using to try to win the victory in this issue.
Ever since December 6th, when Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the Palestinian Authority has been trying to get people out to the street to commit terror. They keep having these days that they called days of rage, and they literally are calling for violence and terror. I spoke to a Palestinian when I was in Israel, and I asked him, why aren't the Palestinians responding with terror like they did in the past? In 2014, Abbas wanted terror, and they gave him terror. They gave him car rammings. They gave him knifings. Why are they ignoring him now? He said the Palestinian population is disgusted and sick of their own leadership. Abbas calls for people to go out and fight and kill, and all of our people are being killed, all our young people. And what do we got for us? Nothing. We have a corrupt leadership who we don't trust, so the people are disgusted with him. And this bears out what we see in polls. 80% of Palestinians say that the leadership is corrupt, and 65% want Abbas to resign. So we have a situation today where Abbas is calling for violence now. Abbas and all the leadership of Fatah, and all the leadership of the PA, and the people just have not come through for him. And I think that's a very important change in the Israel-Palestinian world. It could be that the people have had enough of their leadership, and maybe there's an opportunity to find some other leaders there who might be interested in creating a different path toward peace with Israel.
Itamar Marcus explaining how the Palestinian people are today rejecting a call to violence from the Palestinian leadership. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Today it seems that the Palestinian people are at odds with their leadership and are rejecting the call to become violent in order to win their right for a Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital. That's the reality today, but that is not the rest of the story. We know what will be the end game in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The ancient prophet Malachi says that the Palestinian people will return and rebuild. Ezekiel chapter 35 says that the Palestinian people will be violent. They'll kill the Jews and then steal their land. This scenario will be played out because it's God's prophetic word, which is absolute. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...